friends, how you all awesome veterinarians doing out there? Good. Well, this is Dr. Madhuri, and today's topic of focus is consultation etiquette. Okay, before we start this conversation, let me ask you a few questions. Have you ever thought about consultation etiquette? What's your greeting style? How's your body language in consultation room? Have you ever been in a situation where you have been consulting a new pet but is still thinking about another case? Some of you may be like, yeah, it do happen sometime. Well, to establish a good reputation with pet owners, it's very crucial, very crucial that we pay attention to our consultation etiquette. With new patients particularly, but also with those who know us really well, beginning of the consultation is the most important part to encounter. Yet, sometime, possibly through boredom or being busy, we neglect what is simply called good manners. Guys, it's not about how much we know. It's about how we deliver the information we know. A degree of formality is a part of our professional success. Okay, so let's talk about a few tips that will be really helpful for an awesome consultation. So, the number one, take a deep breath before your new consultation. You must be like, why? Because you should format your brain that you will be focusing on just the consultation you are going to do, and for a while your focus will be just that consultation. You won't be thinking about your other cases. It's very important when your presence is not 100% in consultation room, owner can feel it. All right, so, and also for your 100% concentration to give the best outcome of the consultation, it's very important that you focus on the thing you are doing just at that moment, in spite of thinking 100 things at that moment. I hope you got what I'm trying to say. All right. When you're greeting, don't forget to greet just the pet owner, but all the person who came along, and especially the kids. And most importantly, your patient. I'm not saying that you try to play with them. What actually I'm trying to say that just a welcoming gesture, kind of using words like, what a handsome boy, what a beautiful girl, hey buddy. If the dog is barking, then you can use the words like, I think you're not very happy today. Those sort of things are welcoming gesture, and it talks a lot about you. Because it's important that it's just not how we feel that we care. We have to show in our acts that we actually care. All right, this is very, very important. After greeting, if you are meeting the pet owner for the first time, it's very important that we give a brief introduction about ourselves. Let me stop here for a while. Introducing ourselves is very crucial. The question is, how do you feel about your introduction? Yes. Do you feel confident and awesome about yourself? It's actually how we feel about ourselves the same way pet owner feel about us. So here is an exercise for you today. Do spend some time with yourself and ask this question, that how you feel about yourself. And correct, yes, I'm saying correct your feelings about yourself first, And then you see what wonders it do in your consultation room. Nobody's expecting you to be expert of everything. Pet owners really loves your honesty and being genuine and caring. Okay? All right. Then follow the 90-second rule. Don't just start firing and wiring the questions straight away. Give pet owner 90 seconds. Let them speak. It's better to have a gesture that you are listening in spite of just turning your head and start writing notes. Allow pet owner to have this 90 seconds of communication without any interruption. Personal hygiene, grooming presentation like clean nails, shoes, clean scrubs are very important. I know what I'm saying, because what happens sometimes, we just get really busy. We are in surgery room and, you know, we have blood spot on our scrub, and then this consultation comes in and we just, you know, rush from our surgery room to the consultation room, and owners see us with the blood specks on our scrub. We might feel it's okay, but actually it's not okay. I would suggest that we should keep few scrubs handy, and if it just gets spoiled, it's better to change. It just talks a lot about you, and it just kind of gives owner this confidence that you are focusing on their pet. And finally, as I have said this before, it's important to be polite, but don't be submissive. All right? Make a stand for your point of view. Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and we will be back again with a new topic of focus. Till then, take care, keep learning, and keep growing.